The Republic of Ireland take on Denmark in the second leg of the World Cup qualifier tonight. The game is poised on a knife edge after Saturday's 0-0 draw. Can the Republic secure the result needed to take them to Russia 2018? The former Ireland international Mark Lawrence is with us today. So are you confident, Mark?
No, Stephen. I'm about as confident as you getting the money from the government.
Well, I don't know if I'm getting the money.
No, well, you know what I mean.
Why are you not confident?
Well, because we are not particularly... Because one of the things, Stephen, about the Irish team, this Irish team, is they're extremely difficult to beat. They are fantastically well organised. We struggle to score goals. Now, unless we can possibly get through the whole tie, including extra time tonight, and win on penalties, it's a real problem. I mean, the Danes were better than us on Saturday, which you would expect, but we got a 0-0, which was a very, very good result. The only problem will be that if the Republic open out a little bit tonight and start and try and create chances, it will give a little bit of space to the likes of Eriksen, the Danes' best player, in fact, probably their only world-class player that they have. And it's just a worry because we are not good at forcing the issue. We are a very, very good team at stopping the opposition. In fact, we will be one of the best in Europe, absolutely no doubt about it. But in terms of creating chances, opportunities for goals, etc., we're just not there. We just do not have the personnel or the ability, I'm afraid.
So should the tactic, Mark, be lockdown? Keep the game really tight, look for a chance, one chance?
Yeah, I think it will be, Stephen. I don't, you know, just it's very difficult sometimes to read Martin O'Neill and in terms of the way that he picks his team and the personnel, etc., and his tactics. But I would think generally, because what he cannot afford to do, of course, is if Ireland, from the first minute, go for Denmark, which will be great for the supporters. But, of course, Stephen, if Denmark score the goal, and it's the all-important away goal, we would need to score two to beat them. So I think it will be very much a cat-and-mouse affair, this. And there's one thing for certain. You will not need your abacus.
Are you a swinger, Mark?
No. So you know what you're on about.
So you wouldn't swing to another team if Ireland lose tonight? Obviously, we've been asking in the context of Northern Ireland and the Republic if people were prepared to support both teams. And we got a lot of people saying that they would. Other people getting angry, Mark, saying you're not a true football fan if you're going to support two teams.
Your team is your team, Stephen. I mean, as you know, I played for Liverpool for a long, long time and I love Liverpool, but my team is Preston North End because that's where I grew up as a kid, where my dad played and I played. So I can understand what the people are saying is, you know, your team is your team, you don't support anyone else. But if Ireland don't go through tonight, I will not be supporting anyone else. Actually, the caveat to that is I would love Iceland to do well.
Did you see how we were robbed?
Yes.
And obviously the Irish Football Association saying they will support the technology
part of
the game now. How sick should Northern Ireland be going out because of that tube of a referee's decision?
Extremely. Not just that decision, but also the Swiss player should have been sent off for the tackle. That had happened in the Premier League. You know, Switzerland would have been down to 10 men. Forget about the penalty as well. Listen, they FIFA can put it down to human error. But if we've got VAR, VAR, why don't we use it? Why are people so dead set against it? I really, seriously do not know. I'm a massive cricket fan. And look what the video replays has done for cricket. I think it's absolutely fantastic. Now, some football supporters say, no, it'll slow the game down, all those kind of things. Stephen, if a team's winning, they already slow the game down. They make substitutions, they take the time, they fall over for free kicks, fouls, etc. And I think in many, many ways, it might sort of happen with a little bit more drama, insofar as the referee will run over to the sidelines, check the VAR. Listen, every single decision made by the VAR and the referee and these officials may not be right, but surely, Stephen, if we get 99% of them right, why on earth do we not do it?
Mark, thanks very much. Always nice to talk to you, sir. Thank you very much indeed. Thank you.